While promoting Sonic, Jim Carrey says paintings of Republicans dying were never about hating anyone. By Jerome Hudson on January 30, 2020. The Jim Carrey tour to tell conservatives he loves them too, continues. While promoting his latest movie Sonic the Hedgehog, Carrey insisted that the roughly 2 years he spent creating political paintings that killed President Donald Trump and smeared his supporters as apes and racists was never about hating anyone. What I want to tell people is, it's never been a matter of hating anyone. I can sit down with anybody in this country and break bread. I love people, Jim Carrey said in a recent interview with Yahoo Entertainment. To me, I think we got tricked by politicians and by weird corporate concerns to believe that disagreement is hatred. And I will never go for that. Watch the Carrey interview. Carrey said the painting served as something of a warning to America after the election of Donald Trump. To me, that was like a time, and it's been a time, where I just wanted to be the lighthouse that was saying, hey, stay off the rocks, you're headed for the rocks, the Dumb and Dumber star said. We're still headed for the rocks, but I've decided. You understand my message, I don't need to be steeped in it anymore. How civil. Jim Carrey has tickets to sell. So he would like half the country to believe that his paintings weren't about hate. But for roughly 2 years the leftist actor gleefully shared the political drawings with his millions of his social media followers that showed President Trump being burned at the stake. Trump supporters, completely invested in Trump's economy of lies, were also drawn as following the president to hell. One painting smeared the president's supporters as devolving apes. Carrey depicted Melania Trump as mindless and brainwashed. A nod to Stanley Kubrick's dystopian sci-fi film A Clockwork Orange. The president's sons were killed by an elephant in one Jim Carrey painting that he captioned Team Elephant. Here, Jim Carrey sent Jared Kushner to hell. Just as Brett Kavanaugh was drawn as a rapist. Senator Lindsey Graham also got the Jim Carrey treatment. A hideous and hateful face after the lawmaker showed, according to Carrey, nothing but anger and absolute disdain to Dr. Christine Blasey Ford following her courageous, and very credible, testimony. ICE agents enforcing U.S. immigration laws? In this Jim Carrey painting there were compared to Nazis. Not about hate, huh? Of course, not all of Jim Carrey's art targeted Republicans. The actor lauded leftists. Beto O'Rourke, a smart and decent guy who very nearly turned Texas blue. Carrey captioned one painting honoring a Democrat after he lost in a Senate race to Ted Cruz, RTX. And for NFL quarterback-turned-social justice warrior Colin Kaepernick, Jim Carrey created a glowing painting praising Nike for its Just Do It ad campaign featuring Kaepernick. The timing of Carrey's latest comments are interesting. Maybe the controversy surrounding CNN and Don Lemon's mockery of Trump voters has motivated Carrey to clarify how violent depictions of Republicans dying and being mindless apes is in no way about hate. And, consequently, should not prevent any or all conservatives from buying tickets to his forthcoming family film. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.